taking a bit of a deeper dive into the title aspect, we're going to bring up our next speaker, Paul Santoyo. Paul advises clients in matters related to energy and natural resources law. He represents exploration and production companies in connection with their upstream activities, including title examination, drafting, and negotiating operating agreements and leases, and handling issues related to development of prospect areas. Paul also advises and counsels clients on farm and ranch sales and land management issues. Paul is board certified in oil, gas, and mineral law, and received his JD from the University of Houston and his undergraduate degree from the from Texas A&M University. Please welcome Paul Santoyo.
Thank you all, and thank you to the Oil, Gas, and Energy Resources section, as well as the UTCLE for having me. I always appreciate the opportunity to come and speak at these events. I always like to kind of set my expectations, you know, before going in. So in order to do that, I always practice this presentation in front of my family. I've got three boys. They are 9, 13, and 15. I practiced it yesterday, and the 9-year-old immediately had to go to the bathroom, and which I found later was really just him in the other room watching YouTube. My 13-year-old, I actually thought was listening. He seemed to be nodding occasionally here and there. Turns out he just had an earbud in and was listening to his music. And then my 15-year-old son, he has mastered the art of blankly staring at you without listening to a word. So if I can limit y'all's responses to two of those three, I'll have considered this a success. They did give me some feedback. They were like, you know, Dad, you know, it was really kind of boring. You know, why don't you tell some dad jokes or something? And I was like, you know, I appreciate the feedback, boys. This is a professional organization. I've got to be a professional. I don't think dad jokes are appropriate. So, but I appreciated their feedback. I did want to practice this presentation in front of my my wife yesterday as well, but there was an unfortunate incident 2 days ago. I handed her a glue stick instead of chapstick, and she's still not talking to me. So, so with the title examination standards, by show of hands, I know the last presenter did this as well, but by show of hands, how many of you guys are familiar with the title examination standards? How many of you use them frequently? Back when I started practicing in 2005, whenever I would go to my supervising attorney and ask him title questions or whatnot, the very first thing they would always tell me before I even got the question completely finished was, what do the title examination standards say? And if I had looked there and still didn't know, the next one was, well, what about the Lang and Leopold land titles? Now just Aloysius Leopold land titles and title examination. So the title of this is supposed to be about practical use. You know, I still find that the title examination standards are as useful today after practicing almost 20 years as they were when I first started. So anytime you're involved with reviewing title or involved in a transaction involving title, the title examination standards should be there, and you should be using that as a resource. So I figured the best way to kind of go through this presentation would be to ask the five questions, the who, what, when, where, and why, you know, kind of who put them together, what is their purpose, what are they, when were the standards written, where do I find them, and then more importantly, why do we have them, or why do we even need them? So rather than answer them in that order, I'm going to answer them in this manner. The where, who, and actually be a what, when, what, and then why. You might be one or two mistakes in this presentation, typos and such. That's completely on me. So I'll take full responsibility for that. I wanted to answer them in this way because I figured it'd be easier to knock out the easy ones first, gain a little momentum, and then go into the ones that take a little bit more explanation. And then finally, after answering these questions, I'll touch on the standards a little bit themselves, as well as talk about some of the ones that were more recently adopted. All right, so the first question, where do I find the title examination standards? This one is an easy one. A copy of the title standards can be found in the property code and as an appendix. So right in my office, they're right in that O'Connor's right there. I've got them tabbed. I know where to find them. Keep in mind that although they are in appendix to the property code, they are not law, and that'll be evident a little bit later. For those that aren't a fan, for the younger generation that's not a fan of the older technology of books, they are available online.